This Saturday, they officially turn 100 years old. The Flint Symphony Orchestra's landmark 100th season comes to a close, and I got to speak with Maestro Enrique Domecq, who's led them to this century mark.
The grand finale is a Beethoven program.
That's Maestro Enrique Domecq, who has led the Flint Symphony Orchestra for a little over a quarter of the FSO's 100 years.
With the Choral Fantasy and the Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And I think it's a good way to come to a finale with a bang of 100 years of making music and having a community that supports the arts and supports the orchestra for that many years. I think that's something to write about, something to really cheer about and to celebrate.
As with any ensemble as long-lived as the Flint Symphony Orchestra, 100 years of musicians means a lot of alumni.
Like a network of wonderful soloists, then we have them throughout these 30 years that came back, and they were young when they first started, and then they came back now as mature professionals and soloists, so that it really is a great moment to encounter. But about audiences, you know, audiences are really faithful to the supporting of the orchestra and the enjoyment of the concerts. And that makes it really a wonderful place to be. Families, and they had their children coming when they were kids. They had their children going away abroad, marrying or studying. And then sometimes occasionally they came back and they came to the concerts. And they all seem to always remember how wonderful it was to hear the orchestra and how incredible the whole situation in this city is.
The Flint Symphony Orchestra is under the umbrella of the Flint Institute of Music, which to Maestro Domecq, it is that pathway which gives the Flint Symphony Orchestra an opportunity to engage with Flint's community as well as its civic leaders.
All the forces together are being the secret of the success of this orchestra. Having this understanding that we also are with education and we are connecting with the community really makes it the appealing part that not many organizations have. They are orchestras and they just do their thing. No, we are connected with this institute, and that makes it more important to everyone.
While the Flint Symphony finishes their 100th season this Saturday night at the Whiting in Flint, Maestro Domecq and the FSO are not resting on their laurels. They've just announced their next season, wisely titled The Second Century. And just as the 100th season ends this Saturday with Beethoven's Ode to Joy, the 101st season starts at the very beginning.
We are starting with Alexander Borodin from the Polovetsian Dances in Overture, and then we are also doing Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, favorite one, number one. And then we have Johannes Brahms' First Symphony. So that's all first.
But we'll have to check in with Maestro Domecq in October for more about that concert. For now, you can join in on the grand finale of the Flint Symphony Orchestra's 100th season this Saturday night, 7:30 at the Whiting in Flint. More information at thefso.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.